I'm back on the drive time, huh? But this time around, it's not about music alone. We're going to be talking about something that some friends are doing in Lagos, in Nigeria, really. And it's been going on for how many days now? This is like the fourth day, right? It started on the 16th of November, 2015. Enterprise Development
Center.
Oh, that's right. These people are very particular about their name and their portfolio. But I have a friend, a familiar face that I've actually seen or had on the show sometime last week or 2 weeks ago.
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. Welcome again, Mrs. Chidima Lawanson. They keep drawing, pulling you from
Thank
all sides.
Thank you. I know.
But you must be special for that to happen.
I should think so.
Aha. Uh-huh. That's you being modest there. Mrs. Chidima Lawanson is the head.
Small.
And medium enterprise. All right. So MSME and agency banking of Diamond Bank. Welcome again.
Thank you.
And of course, I have Lola Falokun from EDC.
Exactly.
Welcome to Inspiration FM.
Thank you.
She's one of the admin there. So tell us how far this program has been and what really the essence of it is.
Okay. This week, we are celebrating the Global Entrepreneurship Week. And this has been celebrated in over 180 countries across the globe. Mm. In Nigeria, we have a seven-day event. We're going to be on radio for 7 days during this week. And also, right from the beginning of this week. In fact, we started out with a walk on Saturday.
Yeah.
Just to jumpstart this whole program and to create an awareness on, you know, celebration of entrepreneurship in Nigeria. So on Monday, Tuesday, we've been having different activities. In fact, yesterday we celebrated women entrepreneurship in Nigeria. It was a Women Entrepreneurship Day, and quite a number of women were present there to learn more about how they can better structure their businesses, how they can, you know, get funding for growth, and quite a lot of information that they need to succeed with their businesses.
And what better bank to, you know, source all this, you know, expertise and funding from than Diamond Bank, eh?
Well, they've been very supportive. In fact, they are partners on Global Entrepreneurship Week. And beyond that, Diamond Bank has been very supportive. In fact, I think they have a space for SMEs. In fact, it's...
And MSMEs.
Yeah.
That's a new one. With the last time Mrs. Chidima was here, Lawanson, we actually talked about how unique that MSME venture is. As introduced in the banking sector and for the clients. Mm-hmm. Now, how is this a sustainable venture for Diamond Bank?
Yeah, as I have stated before, there are over 17 million MSMEs in Nigeria. That's quite a number. And in Diamond Bank, we've made our footprints in the retail sector, of which SMEs are part of. So we always look for ways to build their capacities to run their businesses.
Okay.
Even during this Global Entrepreneurship Week, we were in Abuja yesterday celebrating the women entrepreneurs and teaching them how to cash in on their businesses. So it's not like a hobby.
Mm.
They can turn it into a business. So apart from giving SMEs access to finance, access to loans, we try to build their capacities to teach them better. Because as they grow, the GDP of the country grows.
Yeah, that's very true. And for those who listened to Mrs. Chidima Lawanson the last time she came and spoke about MSMEs, one thing that stood out during the entire interview was how simple she made things that were complex seem. Hmm? We'll be hearing more from you in a bit. Let's take a message from our sponsors, Diamond Bank.
You started this business barely 2 years ago, and it's grown so big. I just might go into business too.
Having a bright idea isn't enough. You see, knowing how to manage the business is important, and that is what my Diamond Business Express account helps me do.
Diamond Bank supports small businesses too?
Oh yes, with my Diamond Business Express account. I enjoy zero COT, attend business seminars, clinics and other networking events. When the time came for me to expand the business, it was quick and easy to get a loan.
Get the best value from a business account with Diamond Business Express, designed for micro, small, and medium-scale enterprises. Visit any Diamond Bank branch to open one today and take your business to the next level. Diamond, your bank.
Welcome back. We still have our friends from Diamond Bank talking about Mrs. Chinima Lawansin, the head MSME and agency banking, and Lola Faloku from the Enterprise Development Center, the admin department, of course, of the Pan Atlantic University. So, Mrs. Chinima, I'm sorry, I'm being mischievous. Huh? Mrs. Chinima, what types of funds are available for SMEs now that are participating?
Yeah, there are specialized lending products that we have focused just for the MSMEs, not to those that whose businesses go beyond that. So we lend out funds between 1 million naira to 10 million naira. You can purchase fixed assets or do expansions of your businesses. So since we're talking about funding for growth, you find out that the growth of any SME business, it's not only dependent on angel financing, which you get from friends and family. If you really need to expand, you need to structure properly and go for a processed loan. And we'll make it easy. We don't ask for your grandmother and your grandfather, you okay. know. We look at the cash flows that you have. We look at the equipment that you use in operating your business. Could we take specific charge on those and use them as collateral? Okay. And then we also have specialized lending products for the medical sector alone, just for hospitals and clinics.
Really?
And it's called MediLoan. And we've had a lot of the clinics coming in. They want to purchase a certain medical equipment.
Okay.
And actually, the rates for the MediLoan are lower than your traditional.
It's competitive.
Yeah, extremely. Because extremely. We realize that that sector is special. And then, of course, we're part of the Central Bank's MSME DF, Development Fund, which you can access through Diamond Bank, and we take you through the process so that it's seamless. And as part of our giving back to you, we ensure that we build your capacity to run your business.
And all these are included in the kinds of funds available at Diamond Bank itself?
Yes, please.
And outside this Global Entrepreneurship Week?
Obviously, outside the Global
Entrepreneurship Week.
So it's a continuous process and project. But we like to align with any place that is celebrating entrepreneurs. There are so many aspects of the environment that are negatively affecting
right.
the SME. So we celebrate those who are still in business, still succeeding, okay. still reaching out to their goals. So we are their partner in progress.
Okay.
Even after the Entrepreneurship Week.
So, Mrs. Lola, when you're gathering people through this Global Entrepreneurship Week and the participants come in, how do you vet who needs what?
Okay.
And who gets what, really?
Okay, thank you. This is a venue where we can actually meet more people because we have a network of entrepreneurs already. But that's the people that we reach out to directly. But through the Global Entrepreneurship Week, we reach out to more people out there. We expand our reach. So through this medium, we have like Q&A sessions
okay.
where people can actually tell, you know, areas where they actually need maybe
yeah.
some kind of support.
Mm.
And you know what we do? We provide support in the area of capacity building, advisory, mentoring, and all that. And we're working, like I said earlier on, we work closely with Diamond Bank in other programs, even beyond the Global Entrepreneurship Week. We're running some programs with them. Currently, we run the Building Entrepreneurs Today, which they are supporting about 50 entrepreneurs at a particular time. I think we've been doing that for about 3 years or even more.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
How much hold have they had on Diamond Bank, Mrs. Chinima?
Especially in this Building Entrepreneurs Today, this is actually our fifth year.
Okay.
Diamond Bank partners with EDC. EDC does all the profiling from anywhere across the country. You don't have to be a Diamond Bank customer. You just apply, do like an elevator pitch of your business. Show yourself on a 60-second video. What do you do? And if EDC picks you as a potential Building Entrepreneurs
yeah.
Today candidate, we'll get 50 of you into a program that EDC will teach you for 3 months. Diamond Bank pays for that. And out of that 50 participants, the best 15 go for another 3 months program at EDC. And the best 5, Diamond Bank will give each of those 5, 3 million grant. So not a loan, a grant to aid their business.
Do you know what I was thinking about for a second there? Because I built this platform that does exactly that. Well, not in the exact same way that as you built, as you, you know, because a lot of, I get emails from people saying that they have this business idea, but they don't have funding for it.
Yeah.
They try to start SMEs, but they don't know who to talk to. And I'm like, so do an elevator pitch and send me the video. Let me see if you can be convincing enough.
Great.
So when you're talking about it, I'm like, oh, wow. So I could actually push all these people to you.
Yes.
And they get the funding if their business is viable, right?
Yes, if they qualify for it. Mm-hmm. But at least those who have gone through this program, 50 times 5, that's already 250 entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
Even if they end up not winning the 3 million grant.
But at least they have...
The capacity building is phenomenal. And it gives you a network of other entrepreneurs. People have found their suppliers, their customers. They have a wider reach out of mentors that handhold them from EDC.
And they always say experience is the best teacher. So if you can overcome that first set of phase of nervousness and you learn on the job, really, that would get you far. But can startups actually get funding? Can they come?
Typically, we'll say the sad fact in many of the financial institutions, deposit money banks, we'll find out that when startups come to you, they are hot on bigger ideas, but they haven't yet swum in the waters of the challenges of the business.
Mm.
So sometimes when you throw funding to them at that mix so early in the day, you're hyping them up for failure. Sometimes we'll say, go through your own business ideas, turn it into a business for at least 1 year or 18 months.
Run it.
And see where the shoe is pinching you, as it says. Mm. And then you can identify where the funds from loans can be better channeled. Instead of at the beginning, you really don't know where the challenges are.
Mm-hmm. And that's smart. So what advice would you say you want to give people who are interested in coming for this program at the Enterprise Development Center?
Okay. Well, we are talking about funding today, but basically we've realized over the years that funding is not the only issue.
Okay.
There are other issues out there affecting entrepreneurs. So we have access to the market, infrastructure, even knowledge about their own businesses. So I'll just say entrepreneurs out there should really get a hold of their business, understand what they want to do with their business, be passionate about it, be determined, and have enough information about their business. And the sky is there. In fact, the sky is not their limit.
It's a stepping stone, huh?
Yeah.
This is Lau Hansen. If somebody wants to approach Diamond Bank, what would be the elevator pitch? Let's put it that way.
Diamond Bank is the go-to bank to aid your businesses, micro, small, and medium enterprises. Even if you're starting up, open our Diamond Business Express account. It opens you to a world of possibilities, capacity building, access to network, like she said. But if you need funds right at that stage, nothing wrong with looking for angel financing from your friends and family to start up with. But we'll handhold you up to the point that we can then give you SME loans to aid your businesses.
That's
and then you're better off for it.
Thank you so much for coming through today. I hear we still have 2 days to go for on the program. Mm-hmm. The Global Entrepreneurship Week is on right now, and it's been organized by the Enterprise Development Center. Interesting. Thank you very much, Mrs. Chidima Lawanson, for coming again.
Thank you.
And Mrs. Lola Falupu. It was my pleasure to have you.
Thank you.
Inspiration 92.3 FM. We're back on the drive time. All right, keep it locked.
You started this business barely 2 years ago, and it's great.